Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now. All right, welcome back. It's very early in the morning here in Brooklyn, and I'd like to do a guided practice, this time on diatonic scales. By diatonic scales, I mean seven-note scales, like what we call major scales and all of the modes of the major scale. So I think about this in what I think is a pretty simple way, which is the exact same way I think about the pentatonic scales, just adding two more notes. So, for example, if we play G pentatonic here, second position, to that scale I just add F sharp and C, or what you might call the seventh and the third, seventh and the fourth, sorry. I'm adding those notes. And if I were to do it here, this is G pentatonic off the second degree. Again, I'm adding a C and an F sharp. Right? And then off the third, adding a C and an F sharp to this. Fifth, I add a seventh and a third to that, and off the sixth degree, add the seventh and a third to that, okay? So what I'd like to do is just go through the keys in one position, you know, and that way we go through all the modes. Now, you notice I only played five modes there, and you say, well, major scale has seven modes, doesn't it? And, if I'm looking at a piano here, and I look at C major, yeah, you can start on any of those seven notes and get your seven modes. But guitar is a little different, in my opinion, in that it's built on this pentatonic system, and so for example, the Locrian mode, which would be, you know, starting on an F sharp, is really in the same position as the Ionian mode, right? They're in the same physical space, a region, you know, built around this pentatonic. And it's the same with the what you call the Phrygian mode and the Lydian. They're in the same space as well, built off of this pentatonic, off the third. Right? Okay. So, on to the guided practice. Now, for this one, I would like to do it with singing long tones. Now, my voice is not like going to be perfectly in tune and all that, but you can try. And I find that getting the breath going along with the instrument is very, very helpful. And also, it helps to identify what key you're in. So you're not just you're not just mechanically moving your fingers into shapes, but you're actually thinking about what the key sounds like in that position. So if I'm in first position, or I'm sorry, second position. I'm going to sing the root here. So try this. Try sing the root. In whatever octave you need to sing it. And play this scale up and down. You don't have to play at the same speed as me. But I'm going to start it very slow and I'm going to accelerate it. And I will, let's see. Let me find something to make a sound on here. Oop. Yeah, it's pretty loud. I'm tapping my foot. I'm going to go slower. And I'm going to start here. I'm going to start on the G. And then when I come back down, I'm going to go down to the F sharp, but then I'm going to come back up to the G. You'll see what I mean. Ooh, I'm going to play 16th notes here. G in that position. Ooh. Now I'm going to sing C, which is my next root on the circle of fifths. Ooh. And we'll play the same scale, this time starting on G. This is a mixolydian, right? Thank you. F now, but still starting on G. This is a Dorian. All the scales have the same number of notes, and they fit right very nicely into four beats. Right? Four, I'm playing eight notes in a beat, you know, and they, if you do that, they fit four into four beats. Natural minor, Aeolian minor. Okay, starting on G. Again, you don't have to play exactly what I'm playing. Just try to get into this mode. And in this position, and sing the note. Ooh. Of E flat, still starting on G. So this is a kind of Phrygian or Lydian kind of position. Sorry. Ooh, sir. Flat. So we've gone through five keys, right? We went G, C, F, B flat, E flat. A flat, once you get to A flat, now we're starting the pattern over again, right? We've gone through our five positions, right? So A flat is going to look the same as G did, but just up a half step, right? Ooh. So at this point, I'm going to stop. Narrating what I'm doing, and I'm just going to do it. And I'm going to play a pattern, and I'll show you what I do. So, let's say I start back on G. This is just to keep the whole thing smooth and flowing. But you notice that in this first position, I like to start that one on the root. And then when I come back to the bottom, I go down to the seventh, I come back up. Right? All the other ones, they start the next one starts just. The lowest note in the scale is also the lowest note at the beginning of the pattern, okay? And there's a reason for this. Because when I come, if I want to continue all the way through them just continuously, and I go to the Dorian. Okay, that again comes back down to the G. And if I want to then go to the, I'm going to go to B-flat, natural, the B-flat major. Again, that stops on the G. And then we're going to go to E-flat. Okay. And then we go to A-flat. And if we start it on the G. Sorry. Then we're going to end up back on the G, and we can't get to the A flat in time to do the D flat major scale, because you're on a G, and the G does not exist in the D flat major. You'd have to go, and then you'd be going down the guitar instead of up. So my solution to that is just to do a little turnaround each time you come from the Lydian mode back to the Ionian. So let's say I'm in E flat. So when I come back to go to A flat, I do a little, instead of, I just reverse those two notes so that I start on the A flat. And then from that point on, I'm good for another five scales. And then I'm going to E major. major. I do that thing again to go to A major, okay? So I'm going to start all the way at the beginning. And I'm going to do four times through each scale. And I'm going to sing the roots. I'm going to get a cup of coffee, a sip of coffee. Okay. I'll just use my foot. Well, let me put a metronome. That way it'll be more consistent sounding than my foot stomping away here. It's pretty good tempo though. Let's get that tempo metronome. Now I'd suggest if this is too fast for you, tick it 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 at this tempo, then just do half. Just do da, and it'll work out because I'm gonna do it four times. You can do it two times. Go. Ooh. Okay, so I've gone through 12 keys now. Now I'm about to start on G major on the Dorian. Oh, so we could do this whole thing 5 times just like we did in the pentatonics and get up through the whole guitar. I'm going to stop there for now. Maybe I'll continue this on the next time and just start with the exercise rather than the explanation.
Okay.
Enjoy the rest of your day. Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading. We work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.